What's happening, motherfuckers? That's right, we back again. I'm Jesse Shadoos, and always next to me, the only motherfucker I know that could bust through a condom just shooting his load.
Kamal Altash.
What's going on, player?
It's all true, by the way.
This motherfucker has exceptional loads.
I do. I carry them. I deal them out. You know.
Yeah. He puts them in there. He'd have to use a kryptonite condom, but that would kill him.
Super.
Yeah, man. So, okay. So, playing some GTA Online, man. It's a little buggy right now, but...
Yeah. At one point, you actually respawned half in a wall.
Yeah, half in a wall. Which was okay, I guess, because I couldn't get shot. Because, I gotta tell you, granted, I kind of instigated it after I was done wrong.
Yeah, you damn sure did, and
I was done wrong.
I certainly hope, if I ever get online with this game, people aren't acting like this buffoon over here.
You know, look, hey, I'm on a mission with these people, okay? It starts you off, when you first make your character, you have to do a race. Then with the people from the race, you have to do this drug deal with Lamar, one of the characters from the story mode. And so you're doing this thing, and you're going to like rob these drug dealers. You got to get the drugs, and you got to take them back to this spot
this one
where this
fellow.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah, you got dealer. You basically got to intercept the goods,
right,
and go accept the money on.
So,
you know,
I'm in the car with the guys. We get out. We go driving. I was a little overzealous and wasted my entire clip clipping random strangers off of motorcycles on the way there. That was my
bad. Your aim was off. I was a little surprised, but that's all right.
I haven't played in a while. Actually, this is like the first time I picked up GTA in like 2 weeks.
I was kind of hoping you would have the wheel because that guy was not driving
right
off the bat.
I know. Nobody...
He's taking out street lamps and
barricades
fences and, oh my gosh, terrible.
So anyways, we pull over and we get out and whatever, we do this thing, and then like one of the guys from our crew just abandons us without a vehicle and takes off after the dope. So I lead the crew to this other car and we all hop in. I'm driving, thank goodness, this time.
Yeah.
And we not only catch up to the guy with the dope who's on a motorcycle, but we beat the other retard who abandoned us. So I hit this guy on the motorcycle full bore, which I actually thought it killed him at that point, which is why, like, when you said, like, there he is, I thought he was already, like, slaughtered.
Well, no, I saw him laying next to the car, and you got out,
yeah,
and you were running back towards the motorcycle, but then I saw him stand back up. I was like, whoa, I know he saw that, and apparently you didn't.
So
he goes running back to the motorcycle, and this guy's just totally oblivious, right, thinks it's another player. I'm like, yo, there he is, get him.
So I cap the guy, I take the drugs, which is part of the deal, and then one of my team intentionally just runs me the hell over so they can take the drugs.
You know what I think it was?
What?
I think even though you're a player that was with them,
yeah,
because you had the drugs, you still showed up as that little green get me marker.
Yeah, maybe they should fix that, because that's not cool.
Well, no, you can't fix stupid, okay? Because
yeah, well, I mean,
they should know good and well, hey, that guy was with me.
Yeah.
He helped me dispatch or dispose of
business.
Of all these assholes that had the drugs.
Right.
And I don't know. I think it was just poor gaming on their part.
I don't know. That was a pretty solid hit. Like they were dead on balls accurate. They were, yeah, dude.
Yeah,
like,
just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, this guy was so desperate to get back into the fray and fuck these people up. He almost took over a semi truck. I was like, just wait for a faster car. He's like, no, I want him. I'm going to get him right now.
I was pissed, man. I was denied my prize. I had the coke. I had the coke in my possession. Okay? I mean, I felt like Tony Montana did in the first part of that movie where he got his cousin cut up by the chainsaw. And I was like taking people out in the street.
It's close.
Yeah.
You got the money? It's close. Yo, you want me to go outside? We try this again?
You
want
to try this again? And that's how I was like, damn it, man. So I hunted these people down, And then, like, after, like, once it got to where we met up, I almost caught up to them, like, before they even got to the drug dealer. And if that would have happened, dude, it would have been lights out early.
You were pulling up just as they were basically automatically walking towards a little cutscene.
Yeah.
So, at that point, there wasn't a whole lot they could do to dodge your bullets, but there was also not a whole lot you could do to
But let me tell you, when the cutscene finished...
Yeah.
Wasn't near another one of them motherfuckers walking.
This guy took about indiscriminately. He was like, you ran me over, you were sitting in a passenger seat, and you just watched. All three of them just blah, blah, blah.
I shot all three of them, and I hopped on a little motorcycle, put my helmet on, because you got to be safe.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Safety first, motherfucker. And then I got the hell out of Dodge. Then I'm supposed to go change clothes, get some clothes for the...
Yeah, and let me tell you, I'm pretty sure that everybody had to do the same thing because they all showed up to the same clothing store. One of them was like, oh, fuck this dirt nasty guy, I'm gonna take him out. They damn sure took him out.
That's okay, though.
He goes back in, and he's like, oh, I recognize this guy. Dude, it was just back and forth, I'm telling you. Just
blah, 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 just, blah.
I could not... fathom how upset I would be playing this game and some random asshole just caps me like, yo, fuck off, I'm playing the game.
Yeah, and
I'm watching this guy's conduct and I'm just like, oh,
listen, God. I was aggravated at the time, okay? Like, they stole my whip, okay? They perpetrated some bad things on me. We were supposed to be crew, okay? You can't just go taking a brother's stuff like that.
Oh, and speaking of it being called Grand Theft Auto, while he was in there getting his clothes changed, he comes back out. Now, granted, he got there in a very sweet-looking, like, Mustang-type deal. He goes outside, there ain't shit but a busted-up cop car and, like, two jalopies.
Yeah, two hoop rides.
Like, he's like, yo, who took my car? I'm like, dude, you're playing Grand Theft Auto. He's like... This is true. This is
very true. It still didn't help to make me feel at ease.
One of the cool things they've got, actually the very next mission that they had laid out for him, he had to take a car to Los Santos Customs.
Yeah.
And he had to have a tracker put on it.
So when you get
out of your car and you go somewhere, you can still see where your car is.
Right.
So if somebody takes off with it, you could see where they're going.
And full coverage insurance.
Full insurance coverage. So if they take your car and wreck the shit out of it, you can get a replacement.
A new car, you just go in your garage.
How fucking cool is that? That is awesome.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? It was worth getting the insurance. Just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
Whenever you go, get the insurance. I don't care what they tell you.
Do it!
And the bulletproof tires, but they're $25,000.
Good job. And apparently you can't unlock them for a while.
For a while. You can't unlock a lot of things, certain shirts.
You gotta work your way up the ladder, man. You can't just start out being a Johnny Badass.
I get it, but honestly, in my opinion, money should tell you what you unlock. If I've got the money, don't tell me what I can't buy. Right? Like, especially when it comes to clothing. Like, I'm in that clothing store, and the one shirt I wanted was locked. And it was just a different color shirt of the same shirt that I ended up buying.
Yeah. That was kind of lame.
Yeah, that's weak sauce. I mean, like...
But as far as something that's like an add-on to your car, something as important as bulletproof tires...
Okay.
You got to work your way up to that.
I'll agree with that. I will agree with that. I'll agree with, like, you know, working your way up to a better armor set. You know, too, like body armor and all that, and the weapons and stuff. But that, I'll agree with that. But clothing, come on, man. I should be able to bling my dude out no matter what, as long as I got the money. Speaking of which, I bought a $4,000 pair of sunglasses.
Yeah, he didn't even realize it.
No, but...
I was like, dude, man, you realize you just bought a pair of $4,000 sunglasses? He's like, no, I didn't buy them. I had the cursor over them. I was like, yeah, you had the cursor over them and you hit the A button. He was like... Nuh-uh. I'm like, look at your character. You're still wearing them.
Yeah.
I saw your money. It said negative $4,060. Oh, well, shit. They're cool.
They are nice.
They are
definitely nice sunglasses. And if you're going to die in a pair of sunglasses, you know, $4,000 sweet, swaggy pair
is
a good way to go. I mean,
they were like silver-rimmed aviators with, I think it was like a purple lens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very slick.
Yeah.
Very slick.
You know what I thought was cool, too? It was a nice feature, too. It's like, if you're in a race, if you happen to get run off the road or you miss a checkpoint, you can hold down the Y button and it will respawn you at the last checkpoint that you passed.
Huh.
So that's nice.
I did not notice that.
It's like a mulligan.
I kind of walked in while you are probably on, like, the last leg of the race.
Yeah. But it's an amazing game. They're ironing out the kinks in the online, but so far the online is like an MMO, like a persistent world. Like it's every bit of as cool as I thought it would be.
Well, I totally foresaw the whole them having issues with it, because let's face it, what they had mapped out for is very ambitious.
It is. It really
and
is.
And I was really impressed with what I saw so far.
Yep.
Shit, man, it almost wants me to get internet and say, fuck having a car. almost, I said.
Yeah, I got you, man.
Having a car in real life is pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, but, like, the way you create your character in this one is so freaking nuts. Okay, you go in to the character creation when you first start.
Okay.
You pick your mother's mother and your mother's father. Then you pick what your father's mother and your father's father looked like. And that creates your parents, which then creates you. And then from there, you can do subtle little changes to the appearance. In order to make your body type and how physically active you are, you put how many hours do you sleep every night? How many hours do you spend playing games or watching TV, sitting on the couch? How many hours do you spend with your family and friends? How many hours do you spend doing regular work? And how many hours do you spend doing illegal work? I'm not doing hardly any legal work. So
you run from the cops a lot.
Right,
so
I get a lot done.
Yeah.
I'm doing work.
You're a paper chaser, if you will.
Yeah. But it was pretty cool. I mean, my guy obviously he doesn't look like me, and I don't think that was an option you were really going to be able to get into in this game with how the scope of it on this current gen. It'd be really pushing it to try and do something like that, and I think you would have run into a lot more problems. I like the way they did it. My guy doesn't look like me. He doesn't have even a reasonable facsimile of me, but he's a cool-looking avatar.
He's got the hair that you wanted.
Yeah, and you can pick the hair.
The same type of style you pick for just right. about all your characters in every game where you get to make your own character.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Other than that, the face, I was thinking that you didn't really have a whole lot of say in that, because I was looking at it, I was like, this guy either rushed it or just really didn't care about making it look like
him. Went through all of the, I went through all the different, the options. Like, you can literally, like, depending on if you pick white parents with a black parent or white parent with, like, a Spanish parent or an Asian parent, I mean, there's all kinds of different combinations that you can combine. And to make, like, a unique guy, especially considering that, like, you can, dude, if you wanted to, you can make a black and white grandparent on one side, and an Asian and white on the other, or an Asian and a Hispanic, or, I mean, you could just, like, the combinations are pretty much endless as to what you can make your base character look like. But it's so far...
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I've actually never heard of any kind of
no
character creation like
it's
that.
It's a very different take on things. I think it's pretty cool, man. I dig it. But we're bringing back a new segment.
That's right.
Today we're doing what the Florida.
That's right.
Like
as aforementioned in other podcasts. We did realize that an awful lot of really weird shit happens in this in this state.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
Why not make a little segment called What the Florida?
Yeah, What the Florida. Yeah.
WTF.
Yeah, WTF. What the Florida? Anyway, so in this week's edition of What the Florida, we have a cautionary tale for anybody who likes to drink and drive, okay? A young woman named Heather Dawn Harley Davidson was pulled over on October 8th by law enforcement for driving under the influence. As she tried to...
Actually, they had no idea she was under the influence. They were under suspicion.
Suspicion.
She was under the influence because she was, quote-unquote, hogging the road.
Hogging the road.
Hogging.
and swerving recklessly between lanes.
Yeah, she couldn't figure out what lane she wanted. At certain points, she didn't know if she even wanted to drive on the road at all. You know, I thought it was the land of the free. You could do things like that. Apparently, you can't without, you know, rousing the suspicion of law enforcement.
I always got to warn a chick before I change lanes without signaling. You know, you got to do that. You pull out and stick it in the wrong
one. Yeah, I did it once.
Yeah.
The moaning and whatever just stopped.
Dead. Oh.
I was like, am I in the other one? I got a nod. I was like, oh, right. I just kept on.
So
what?
Can I just keep going, or just should I pull out and start again? Do I get a mulligan? Yeah. Anyways, so she's swerving all over the road. The cops pull her over. Right. They ask for her ID. Okay. She can like fumbling through her purse for 10 minutes. She finally just throws the purse out the window at the cop.
Yeah.
Like, here, you find it. So they yoked this domestic goddess right out of her vehicle and
domestic goddess,
right? You like that?
I like that. Yeah. I like that. It's nice,
right? So they yoked this domestic goddess out of her busted vehicle, and she refuses to do the field sobriety test. Now, the one thing I do agree with is that, like, if you do talk to an attorney that handles drunk driving, they will tell you do not submit to a field sobriety test or any kind of breathalyzer test at all, because then enough time has passed, and when, like, you know, yeah, they take your license right away, but then the lawyer can fight in court. We're like, well, he never tested positive for alcohol or being under the influence.
He never tested at all.
He didn't test at all.
Huh.
You know, or she, for that matter.
I actually heard that it's fairly good practice to not talk to law enforcement at all.
No, I try to avoid them when at all possible. Yeah.
I do too, but I mean, when it comes up, like, if something happens and it comes up in a court of law and they bring that officer up that you talk to,
yeah,
it's their word against yours.
Yeah.
And whose word do you think they're going to take?
Right.
Theirs.
Yeah, that douchebag.
If you don't talk to them, they can't, they don't really have anything
to say. Yeah.
To say.
Tiny little segue. On 2020, they did an investigative report on cops speeding, and they were actually following them and reclocking their speeds and then following them to their destination and trying to talk to them about it. Yeah, yeah, it was hilarious. So they got this one cop pulling into a Dunkin' Donuts after doing 80 down the freeway.
Hey, he's got to go where he's got to go, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, you know, when anytime you little fuckers want to say that you don't go eat donuts, go fuck yourselves.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Play a nice, long game of hide and go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Time to make the donuts. Then they caught one. Get this. He was a highway patrol officer. He was also the driving instructor at the Highway Patrol Training Academy. Tell me how much he wanted to talk to the camera.
Not a little.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, maybe un poquito.
And, of course, the supervisors had no comment.
None.
Yeah.
None.
Because you know, and this brings up a real serious point, though, to bring it home as to how dangerous this is for them to do things like this. In this story, two 19-year-old high school sweethearts with very promising careers, one in athletics and the other in music, were taken out. They show the video of this cop doing, like, 80 miles an hour down, like, a normal, like, street, and the light turns red, and those people were going because it's their turn to go, and he plows without even tapping his brakes, like right into the passenger side of their car, T-bones them and kills both of them. You know, these people lost their lives because of this cop's carelessness. It's like, look, you're here to enforce the law.
Did he have his lights going at all?
No, nothing. Not on a car.
Because let me tell you, a lot of those lights actually, the traffic lights, they have sensors.
Oh, yeah.
So when emergency vehicles have their lights flashing.
Yeah.
They're given right away.
Yeah.
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 So other cars don't go, you know, wandering into the intersection with them hauling ass like that.
Nope, he was just running a little late to get home, and he killed two people. And,
fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I hate hearing stories like that. Like, it just Look, it enrages me.
You enforce the laws. You're supposed to uphold the laws. You are subject to the same laws that we are. Just because you think you can get away with something doesn't mean you should. And let that be a lesson to you. That there are some people out there that are willing to take a stand and willing to videotape you and make sure that you're on the up and up. And to be honest with you, the response from the superiors at law enforcement was not encouraging.
Dude, let me tell you, it makes me sad to live in a world where when my nephew says, when I grow up, I want to be a police officer, I fucking cringe.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, no, you really don't. You really don't.
Yeah. You really don't want to be a cop, no.
And I don't want you to either. Seriously. No, we would not get along.
Busting me one day.
Any idea how fast you were going? Any idea how fast you were going?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, any idea how fast you were going? I'm your Tito. So you better wrap that shit up. Better turn off that handy cam. But anyway, getting back to this. So, fucking Debbie Does Dallas Harley Davidson.
Yeah, she said she didn't want to do the field sobriety test. Yeah. So, the only way they could really tell whether she was drunk or not was
take her to the hospital.
Take her to the hospital.
Well, apparently, they said she was so drunk that they had to take her to the hospital. She was slurring so bad and stumbling that, like, her alcohol content was probably through the roof. Now,
their actions, I agree with on that front, dude.
Honestly, she should have been on the road.
Even if she says, no, I'm not doing your field sobriety test, it's painfully obvious. Dude, this chick is not suited to drive at this particular juncture.
Were her parents not just setting her up for life failure as the white trash queen of the universe?
Domestic goddess.
Oh, domestic goddess. Yeah, this is true. And if you see her picture, you can definitely tell.
Oh, dude, this chick is busted.
She's sexy. I gotta tell you.
She's got the skin of a roofer.
Yeah. It's almost like her dad was a meth addict and her mom was a raging alcoholic and they had her. And it just made this disgusting, half-toothed domestic goddess.
Oh, it was a winning combination, seriously.
Man, I bet she gives a wicked hummer.
The old velvet rope, eh?
Oh, a little Bob's your uncle.
How's your father?
Oh. Woo. A little trip under the bonnet.
So yeah, they take her to the hospital and, apparently, she wouldn't go without a fight, man. This chick was cursing out the nurses.
Hospital staff.
Oh, man. Like, just causing all kinds of ruckus.
You know, I'm glad we live in this state. I really am. Because nowhere else do we get to see the level of nonsense and depravity that we get to see here. I mean, between the child molester neighborhoods, the child porn that goes on in the dark recesses of the Claremont area or in Polk County.
Yeah, and losing all those ballots.
Oh, those hanging chads. Oh, there were a lot of chads hanging. I mean, but look, I know we got George Bush, but like really? Like, we might have dodged a bullet there, because Al Gore? Really?
No comment.
He did make the internet. He invented it. So, we owe him that. Thanks, Al Gore.
Wait, which one? Because there are internets.
Oh.
Apparently, according to Bush.
Probably the one we're on. You know. Okay, check this out, right? They found an extra solar planet without a sun, without a star. It's actually 88 light years from Earth, so it's rather close. And it has, like, a weird gaseous type atmosphere, but they think there's actually, like, liquid water on it, because it's got this really blue, weird tint to it.
So it has no sun. Is it just kind of floating there?
It's, like, superheated because of the atmosphere, but they think there's actually liquid water there because the atmosphere is warm enough that it could keep the water in a liquid state.
Fuck, man, we need to get with it on this space program. I hear about planets like this, I'm like, why can't we just go there?
But it's just traveling.
I just want to go there.
It's just, it's actually moving. It's just, what they think happens to a lot of rogue planets is that they start off towards the inner part of the galaxy, where the stars are a lot closer together and the gravity is a lot stronger. And along comes a rogue star, because there are rogue stars, and it throws the gravity off of a whole solar system, and this and planets end up getting slingshotted just out into space. Like, that's gotta suck. Like, imagine if, like, you're living on a planet, you know, you're sentient life forms, you've been there for a long time, and all of a sudden you're just like, foop! I mean, because these things are hauling ass. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, they're not moving that fast to the naked eye, but these things are flying at hundreds of millions of miles an hour out into the galaxy. But then how cool would it be? Like, everybody obviously would be dead at this point because they would freeze, but what if they got caught by a star and then somebody's already living in that solar system and, like, this planet shows up and it gets caught by the star and it's rotating around and they travel to it and they're like, wow. So there's all these buildings and technology and...
You know, we could use this.
Who are these guys? Oh, man, it sucks to be them.
Yeah.
Hey, Muffy. Look at this convertible space vehicle. It's got a big S on the side. So when it goes by, everybody can say, hey, look at that S cargo. Looking good, Billy Ray. Feeling good, Lewis. Yes, we take shit all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. We just went from space to trading places, and we're coming right back. You don't know where it's going to go. We don't know where it's going to go. We're sometimes amazed that it goes anywhere.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, try always. Like,
right?
I never know where it's going. It just
kind of goes. It's a nonstop fucktard menagerie, kids.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? I think...
You
know
you love it. You love it.
I think we're... it's about time to get a friend of mine on the phone. Coming to us all the way from Sweden. Let's see if he's ready to go. All right, man. So we're talking right now to my friend Dennis over in Sweden. We're going to talk about last week's episode, public masturbation in Sweden. He's going to educate us on some American laws that we probably don't even fucking know about, because let's face it, we're fucking American. So we're going to get right to it, Dennis. What's going on, buddy?
Fine, everything. I've had a very weird day, but it's all good. It's weekend, so yeah, woo-hoo. Could be better.
Hey, man, the weekend is here. For me, that doesn't mean shit until Sunday, but good for you.
Oh, yeah. No, you work and stuff, yeah. Well, yeah. So, I get to play games and do stuff.
Lucky.
Yeah, Dennis works from home. How sweet is that?
That's badass.
Tell him what you do, Dennis.
Well, I do technical IT infrastructure work. We sell remote desktop stuff to our clients, so I maintain that and design new stuff and just support it and all kinds of stuff. I do basically anything for money.
We might put that to the test.
Anything for money? Anything you say?
Well, if there's alcohol involved, I usually do anything for... I'm crap at denying a dare. The stuff I've done, you wouldn't believe. You know, have you ever tried eating a whole banana peel and all?
No.
No.
I can say I have.
Do not.
I would assume that the peel would be less than appealing.
Yes, it was less than appealing. It was more of appalling.
Do you get more potassium that way?
I have no idea. I got a lot of stuff that evening. I'm not entirely sure.
Hey, you probably get more money that way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, money's worth. You get more full.
How much did you get paid to eat a whole banana?
Oh, nothing. I just got dared when I was drunk.
Oh, you were drunk. Oh, okay.
Of course,
well,
man. That explains everything.
Well, shit. There you have it.
Or you're drunk, and that just explains it all.
Yeah.
No, I thought you were saying you ate a whole banana because somebody offered you money to do it.
No, well, I'd probably do that as well, you know. I have no morals.
I think that's got to sweeten the pot, though. A little cash never hurt nobody.
You're right?
Exactly, yeah. Might as well.
So tell me about the whacking off law, man, because you're actually in the trenches over there, so to speak.
I guess you could put it up like that. Yeah, no, like, yeah, it's not technically a law. I mean, right. Without going into heavy jargon about it, it's just a legal precedence where, you know, they've tried, if it's illegal to do it, they've come to the conclusion that it's not illegal. And in this specific case, because the act of masturbation wasn't directed at anyone, right. And therefore it wasn't considered a sexual offense, like sexual harassment or such.
Right.
And because it could have, maybe even should have been, you know, of course, indecent exposure or anything, it wasn't.
For at least.
I don't know. Right. Yeah, you'd think that. I mean, I don't know the specifics of actually why it wasn't considered indecent exposure, but I mean, well, yeah.
Maybe he had one of those big glorious cocks he was talking about.
Yeah.
Well, they were just like, wow.
Well, they had something about that in Austria many, many years ago where right. this, like, mayor of some town or whatever went on a tirade about topless people at the beach, you know, and half-naked people, because women, particularly, because kids got, what was it? They got the wrong idea of how women should look like, but he also declared it was all right if beautiful women did it.
So wait, how did they get the wrong idea of what women should look like? That's what they should look like.
No, because if they were like man. Old and saggy and stuff,
oh,
that wasn't
oh.
right. They were so, like hot
oh.
and all
so, oh, and well, I'm all for that. He wants to physically fit broads at the topless beach. I'm yeah. down for that. Cause
he did get a lot of support until that yeah. kind of creeped out. That it, I don't know, creeped out was a weird word to use in it.
Well, because I got to be honest, you know, here in the States, man, that's literally... all that shows up to the nude beaches are the creepy, saggy old people that look like California raisins.
I'm not going to go into how you know that, but...
you know, once again, when you're drinking, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And things happen.
You know, sometimes you got to find a wrinkle and make do.
Is it still considered a touchdown if you do it in your own part of the pit?
So, maybe his penis was fully submerged in the ocean and all they saw was the yanking motion. Maybe that's why it's not indecent exposure.
Yeah, I think most people didn't care, actually, to be honest.
Well, he was 65.
Well, this is the irony of it. You know, like 2 years ago or something,
yeah.
there was a case up, I don't think it went to court, but it almost got a lot of attention,
yeah.
where a woman actually, she was annoyed with a man walking around naked
uh-huh.
in his house.
In his
so
house?
She videotaped him from the street while he was walking around naked in his house and tried to get it to
so,
him for sexual harassment of her.
How does that work out?
So he's the weirdo exactly. then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When she's videotaping him walking yeah, around in his house.
Videotaping him naked in his house. She wants to get him convicted of sexual harassment.
Wow. So, I mean, it's good to know that there are strange fuckers everywhere, like, because that sounds like it's oh, yeah. straight out of the page of the New York Times.
Yeah. Sadly, no, it was in, like, Hicksville Times in Sweden. Somewhere.
The Hicksville Times in Sweden?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I have no idea. It was, like,
there's rednecks everywhere, aren't there, Dennis?
There are, really. Red is a very popular color among the people, I guess.
All right, so you were telling me earlier, man, about some crazy laws that you found out about things over here in the States.
Yeah. There's, you know, these state-specific laws where they're not actually laws, but they have legal precedents which make them into effect into laws, sort of. Some of them
so
are.
So if you're breaking a real law and you happen to be doing one of these things,
yeah.
they just kind of tack that on.
No, you can get that on your own. It's just that it's not defined in the law itself. It's defined by a legal precedent, which is fairly common. You know, when you watch these TV series and whatnot, you have, well, look at the state versus Baton family, 1965 in Mississippi, and there you have a legal precedent how to interpret a law.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because there's something that you didn't know how to interpret.
Well, because it never happened before. So, like, once it's
exactly.
finally happened, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Is this law applicable to this specific case? And then you get the legal precedents. And you have them, obviously, both on a nation and a state level. And the most most of the funny ones are on a state level. So, I mean, it's been tried somewhere that, for instance, I saw that in Florida, it's actually illegal to kiss your wife's breasts.
Well, that's a crying shame.
And also, it's illegal to have oral sex.
Well, I knew that one. Did you know that it's also illegal to park your elephant in downtown Orlando?
Did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's good to know.
To do the whole touchdown on the sex theme, actually, it also says that it's only illegal. It's only legal to do the missionary. That's the only legal position.
Shit.
What?
I get to get one of those referees from like a football game. Goes on, throws a red towel and blows a whistle. And goes waving about. That no, can't do doggy missionary.
Illegal position.
Like a cross, yeah. You know, with his hands.
Yeah, illegal. Yeah. Illegal formation. That's
exactly.
A flag on the play.
Yeah, something like that. Ironically, you can't kill them, I guess, under certain circumstances.
Okay, what? How can you kill your wife? I'm interested.
Well, you know, not your wife specifically, but you know that whole Stand Your Ground Act and all that stuff.
Oh, we can totally George Zimmerman a motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't be white.
Yeah, well, yeah. He's definitely got to be a few shades darker.
Or near not black, I guess.
They're coming right for us.
Something like that, I guess, yeah.
Like I'm confused though. How much ground do you have to stand? Is there like a limit? Like, can you like stand too much ground?
Maybe I usually multiply everything by pi. You know.
Yeah.
So it's probably like the height of your body multiplied by pi in a circle.
Because if you've got like a 30-06 with a scope on it, you've got a lot of ground to stand. Like,
agreed. Or something that bursts out like 600 rounds per minute or something. That also.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
I like this guy.
That's America right there.
Something like that, yeah.
We want it to spray enough bullets that we don't have to be good.
Exactly. You can always it's like wall marking, you know? It's basically wall marking. You just do it by volume instead of, you know, any accuracy in the individual bullet.
So you guys probably don't even let Walmart come into Sweden, did you?
I hope not. Dear God, I hope not.
Oh, dude, don't worry. Your property values will go down immediately.
Yeah, among other things. Morals.
Crime rate will go up.
Big on morals. Yeah, crime rate, that'll go up, I guess. That won't go down. That's always something to look for. No, I have no idea. But we have the concept of Walmarting, though. We have that in Sweden as well, but we do not have Walmarts.
Well, you're a lucky bastard, because...
Well, we have the Swedish equivalent, so, I mean, potato, potato.
Okay, so what's the Swedish equivalent to Walmart?
I don't know what that'd be. We have these weird stores where you can buy, like, everything and nothing.
we call that Spencer's.
You can go in there... Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, I want a carton of milk. Oh, well, how about this USB vinyl LP player? Kind of, no, I'd like some bacon. Well, we do have batteries for this outdated, you know, whatever. How about a Sony Walkman, sir?
You mean a Sony Skipman? Yeah, Anytime you use one of those to go for a walk, that shit is just skipping left and right.
Yeah, no, we have our fair share, but we have this reputation about not having these issues, so we kind of keep it at that.
Oh, I don't blame you, sir. Like, the last thing you want to do is invite some multi-conglomerate American nonsense corporation into your fine country.
Yeah, exactly. We want nothing like that. We just have stand-up companies like IKEA and everything that basically take over.
Fuck
the world.
Those guys. I'll tell you right now, I gotta get my nephew to put together my coffee table because he's good with Legos.
You said, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was telling you.
I actually got paid to put together an IKEA table once or something, a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
It was at my girlfriend's when I was like... 17, 18 or something.
Yeah.
I got paid like, I don't even know, like $40 or something to assemble the piece of furniture.
Fuck that, dude. See?
Hell yeah.
See, that's where they get you, though. They hand you an Allen wrench and go, good luck.
It's not that bad these days, though, man. Yeah, I got some pretty decent shit there.
No, they do.
They've got great stuff there. I've looked through an IKEA catalog and been like, oh, look at that one. Oh, that one looks so cool. I could totally use that.
Oh, you should have heard when the Americans started freaking out when they heard they had horse meat in the fucking meatballs.
Oh, you have no idea the irony here. The debate about that in Sweden. I mean, that wasn't just IKEA. IKEA was like, that wasn't even the top of the iceberg. They weren't on the iceberg. They were like floating on a piece of fucking ice back in Bolivia. It went like through the entire country. There came a ripple of horse meat being everywhere. Now, the irony is that some of the stuff that had horse meat actually were supposed to have, worse meat than horse meat. What I mean? So it's kind of ironic. So, hey, sir, I ordered a sloppy steak, not this ribeye thing you gave me.
Well, fucking man, like horses that are tough, man. They got some muscles. They haul ass, man. I'd rather eat a horse than, like, half the quadrupeds on this planet.
Well, horse is a pretty well-accepted meat to eat, especially, like, in France. Like, it's a big deal.
Have you eaten meat? Have you eaten, like, a piece of horse, like, specifically one slice of
meat?
Well,
I have not.
Like, no. A steak, a horse steak or something.
I've had the Swedish meatballs at IKEA, so, yes, I have eaten horse.
Well, that's just random
roast. Horse bits, yeah, I know. It's the bologna of horse. I understand.
It's like bits, yeah, it's like chicken McNuggets. It's like probably a chicken sat on it at one point or something.
No, so have you had it? How good is it?
It's really, really good. I had it in Malta, I think. And right. It was really delicious, I have to say. It was really good.
I imagine it would be pretty lean, right?
Yeah, it was kind of a game texture to it, sort of. Not really, but still,
Yeah.
Most animals we eat are, they're being fed up in a barn, and then we shoot them in the head with one of those bolt guns, and then we eat them, basically. So they just sit on their fat asses and eat grass and do nothing.
Well, when I went to Colorado 2 months ago, I had a pulled pork sandwich made out of wild boar, and I got to tell you, that was outstanding.
Yeah, I've had wild boar, I think.
Yeah,
I have actually a steak or something. I've had all kinds of weird stuff actually for years.
Yeah,
but not like the super weird. I don't really like the sucking the eyeballs out of a lamb skull and stuff like that. I'm not
That's weird. I do that on it. No, I'm kidding. I really don't. I've never tried that. But it does sound pretty weird to me.
You don't like the chilled monkey brains, do you?
No, I never had it. Not knowingly, anyway.
So we're doing another segment. We just did it a few minutes ago. With the What the Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we found a new one. We found a new one this week. A woman was arrested for DUI. Guess what her name was?
Oh, I saw about that. Was it Harley Davidson?
Harley Davidson, yes.
I saw that.
You want to talk about just preparing your child to be a white trash queen?
Yeah, that's a very good step in that direction, I guess.
Yeah, she refused to cooperate with them when they wanted to do the
field sobriety test.
And so they had to take her to the hospital, make sure she was sober before, she got back behind the wheel of her vehicle. And she's cursing up a storm at the orderlies and just causing all kinds of a ruckus.
She was definitely a keeper. So
yeah. Maybe she changed her name. Maybe she was called Lou Sue Ann Lubell at the beginning or something. And they want to kind of make it sound more sassy, so they named her Harley Davidson.
I don't know, but I bet her inception involved a lot of crystal meth and whiskey.
Yeah. Well, not whiskey, probably something else, more like moonshine or something.
Oh, thanks, man. I do get it. Dennis and I have talked about it before. I do think that the general consensus of the world about Americans is that's pretty much how it goes. It's a Harley Davidson a week here.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, hey, man, we gotta let you go. We gotta kick back with the show. But, man, it's been great talking to you and having you on the show. We'd love to do it again.
Yeah, I'll be a special segment, like...
Yeah.
Weird stuff with Dennis.
What does Dennis have to say about this?
Yeah, that's actually
exactly,
cool.
Yeah.
We should do that. We should do
ideas for the international crowd. I have to say, though, I'm not very representative.
Oh, it's okay. You're much more cultured than we are.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm cultured. I'm just not representative.
I love it. He's like, yeah, yeah, we know you're savages, but it's all good. I just... You goddamn Americans, fuck.
Exactly.
You and your nuclear missiles and your fucking imperialistic...
Well, I mean, give it like 10, 15... Well, one generation change, and the people in the bunkers, they won't even be able to fire those things. You know? There's like two keys and everything. It's not. They're not going to know.
Well, it's a good thing we're not relying on the rednecks to fire the nukes, sir. We've got Skynet over here at this point.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You have all kinds of weird stuff, you know. Yeah, I'm going to have that.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll be flying drones over you soon.
Well, depending on, since some people think that Europe is a country, I think the GPS stuff is going to try out anyway.
Hey,
like, target dude. Europe. Which country? Europe.
Don't feel that bad. They think Africa is a country here, too.
Well, I basically see Africa as a country, to be honest, but yeah.
Well, because
it's all the same.
Really, I mean, it changed. Yeah, those countries change hands about every 10 minutes. I can't even keep up with the names anymore.
No, exactly. That's what I said. I have had a joke about that. Like, what's the distance between, like, what is it? Zaire and Kenya or something. And I think the correct answer is like 10 years. Because it's actually the same country. And now I think it's the Democratic Republic of Congo again or something. Congo,
who knows?
Right now.
It's the hot one with tons of really cool and dangerous animals.
Democratic Republic is even
better.
Oh,
well, get this. Did you hear they found, like, a huge aquifer that's got 7 trillion gallons of water underneath Kenya?
Really? No, I didn't
know
that.
So these people have been starving to death and living in the desert, and they've got all this water underneath of them that they had no idea about until some white guy came up and was like, I'm going to drill here and see what's up. And they were like, oh, shit, there's water here. Dude, how much...
like 20 feet down as well.
Yeah, right? How much do you want to bet, like, that place is going to be at war for the next, like, 150 years?
Yeah, it probably is at war before they found the water, so yeah.
I think the rest of the world should just let them... let nature take its course. Let them... Just kill each other off.
Well, we talked about this in a previous podcast, that I think we should fence off Africa and make it the world's largest nature preserve.
Why not? That was in fuck pandas,
basically,
right?
It's already.
Well, I know that. I'm just
sort of. It's like a... Yeah, or maybe you should make it like I said about, you know, I pitched that idea to you about Detroit.
Yeah.
And like Hollywood should buy it and have it like on one freaking giant set.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, so you have like these different sections of town, which you basically already have.
Right.
And you go, oh yeah, we're going to go to the slum part and shoot some shitty movie about some, you know, Harley Davidson. And then we have like the financial district. There's probably at least 2 houses in the financial district.
Dennis, I fucking love you, brother. You got to get over here and visit soon, man. Seriously.
Yeah, we got Japan on the site set for Japan at the moment. But yeah, I'll try, you know.
Well, hey. You definitely got him set higher than here, sir. So, full marks.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, you can still go to Disneyland in Japan, brother.
I've been to Disneyland. Oh, Disney World. I love it. Neverland, the California one. I've been there.
Yeah. Well, you ain't missing much by not coming to Florida, dude. I gotta tell you. The only reason you'd have to come here is to say hi to me, and that ain't saying much.
Hey, where else can you meet a Harley Davidson?
I heard all about these stories about all them fine women and good drinks.
Oh, there are fine women and good drinks. That's not a lie.
In the strip club.
Yeah, in the strip club.
Yeah.
But you're way too settled down for that, sir.
What do you mean? 4 kids? House? 5 cars? No, wait, 3 cars. No.
Jesus Christ. I gotta get my ass over there. Fuck that shit. Don't come over here. I'm coming. I'm coming, and then when I get there, I'm coming.
Yeah, I have a few singles.
Yeah, it's gotta be by the beach, though.
By the beach. Yeah. Staring at nobody in particular.
Have you looked at the map?
I have looked at a map. Yes, I have.
Sweden do share some characteristics of Florida when it comes to being kind of surrounded by water.
Yeah, I know it's a peninsula. Let's listen to this. Like, I love how he's gonna dumb it down for the American. We're surrounded by water on 3 sides, American.
Jesse, you can't use words like peninsula. It doesn't work. They probably think it's a pen or something. No, it doesn't work. It's like a turd floating in water. That's basically what it is. It's water all around.
Well, like see, we like to refer to it as America's flaccid cock, because really that's where all the old people live, and it just wilts into the ocean.
Well, Sweden does have a certain... If you look at, like, Norway is kind of the scrotum, and Sweden's the penis, and we don't even know what Denmark is. That's probably something that fell off at one point.
It was a mole.
Yeah, it's a pretty freaking big mole. It's also half to German.
Oh, man, you got me dying. All right, Dennis, man, we're going to talk to you later, man.
Do that.
All right, have a good night, man.
Take care.
Later.
Later.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, man. There, Dennis is nothing short of freaking hilarious, dude. I mean, I met him on Xbox Live, actually.
Yeah, were you playing Gears of War with him?
I think it was Gears of War when we started playing, and then we played all kinds of everything else.
A long time ago.
It's been quite a few years now, and we talk on Facebook and everything. We're friends on Facebook now, and telling you, man, we got to get over there. It's a blast, and he's promised a real good time.
Yeah, they get drunk and eat bananas, man.
Whole bananas, skin and all.
I've actually got a bunch of bananas I bought today. I'm half tempted to try it myself. I got some beers too.
Yeah,
want to get drunk and eat some bananas?
No, I'll pass. I like my bananas peeled.
I mean, I was told by a Swede, a well-educated Swede, to not do it. But
I like my bananas like I like my cocks. Cut. That's right, you heard it. I'm just saying. Yeah. Who wants to roll it down when it's already just out there, you know?
A little serving size.
Yeah, it's a lot less to deal with. It's just, you know, it's right there. You pull it out, you flop it in, it pops in. Melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Sometimes it gets milk all up in your glands. I don't know where I'm going with this one. This one's just out there. It's nuts. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Silly.
It's silly.
Super.
Super silly. Oh my
God. Yeah.
So yeah. George Takei's got a new show.
Yeah, he sure does.
It's a YouTube show, I guess, right? I mean, it seemed like he said subscribe, so obviously.
Yeah, apparently it's just like a little.
It's Takei's take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takei's take. He's got guests. He covers all kinds of different topics. Dude. And I mean, of course, it's George Takei. It's going to be funny as shit.
I can't say enough how much I really like this guy.
Dude's awesome.
And he's such a nice guy. He was on that show Fangasm. He actually went and met all the nerds from Fangasm. Now, he was supposed to just eat dinner with one of the guys from Fangasm. It's his show on I think it's on Sci-Fi, yeah.
Thank you for elaborating, because I've never heard of it.
Basically, it's a bunch of nerds that live in a house. It's supposed to be like the real Big Bang Theory. Like, they're real nerds like us. Like, they just sit in a house, and they actually are working for Stan Lee's Kamikaze Enterprise. And so they're like unpaid interns, but they're all living in the house. They basically record all their goings on. But anyways, one of the guys won a contest where he could have dinner with George Takei. And the skinny little nerdy guy on there, who is like a super huge Star Trek fan, more so than the guy that won, wanted to go, but that guy won, so fair and square. He had dinner with Takei, but then Takei wanted to come back to the house. Takei came back to the house, greeted everybody, hung out for a while. The little skinny guy was so freaking flabbergasted that he didn't know what to do. Like, he literally walked up and just, like, he gave Takei a hug, and then he, like, put his hands on the side of his face and was just, like, feeling his face and going, "Oh my God! I can't believe you're here!" And he's touching him like he's not real on his face. Like Helen Keller feeling out a new friend. It was so fucking hilarious, man. And
that was really cool of him that he did that, though.
I think so, too. And he, like, And then the little skinny guy after Takei left, he had like this really heartwarming story that him and his great-grandmother used to watch Star Trek together, and it was one way they bonded. Like, she didn't really care about Star Trek, but it was the fact that they did it together, and Sulu was her actually favorite character, so he starts, like, you know...
Oh, my.
Yeah, and he starts crying and telling her about how, like, him and his grandmother watched it together and stuff, and it was just... It was really touching, man. Like, it was pretty... I mean, this kid was broken up about it. Like, he really loves Star Trek. Like... You know, like, if he could have been transported, he would have. He'd have been beamed up. I think he might have gave Takei a little action if Takei would have let him. But he's only got eyes for Brad. Well, that's his man. You know.
I know now. I mean, yeah. I didn't before.
He was that little...
I feel like I'm learning new things every time we sit down and do a podcast.
We do. It's educational. I don't know if it's educational for any of you, but it's definitely educational for us.
How much you want to bet? There's like 90% of our listeners are like, dumbass, I knew that.
Yeah, speaking of which, I got a tweet from an Uber Star Wars nerd. As nerdy as we are, that got really upset that I said... that you did the Kessel Run in under 2 parsecs. And I know it's 12 parsecs, but, like, we were fucked up, and I said...
You know what? As soon as we were done recording, we went back to listen to the audio quality, and he heard it, and he was like, fuck, we can't go back and redo it. I know somebody's going to say something, and it's going to... If they don't say something, I know I'm going to say something to myself every single time I hear it. It's just going to bother me.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's funny as shit we got to tweet.
Oh, yeah. He was like, it's actually 12 parsecs, and I seriously doubt your friend could do it in less than 2. And I was like, oh, are we fucking debating the laws of physics of Star Wars now? Because if they were really going light speed, it would still take them, like, fucking 300 years to get across the galaxy, you fucktards.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because light speed ain't that fast. Now, if we're talking Star Trek, that's a little less time dilation because they're using warp drive. But Star Wars, light speed is still only 186,000 miles per second. Okay? You're not going to get there.
Just.
So, thanks a lot, you little fucker on Twitter. I know that. I know.
Well, you know, I actually enjoy hearing from Star Wars nerds
like
that.
You think I could tell who... You want me to tell them who he was? So feel free to leave your comments at ScruffyNerfHerder361. Yeah. Because that little fucker... I love you, man. Thanks for listening. I'm just kidding.
Don't hate, bro. You're famous now, somewhat.
Somewhat, yeah. No. All the 5 midgets that listen to the podcast are going to come over to your house and tell you where the yellow brick road goes.
Hey there, little fella, thanks!
Where does the red one go? I saw that as, like, a Facebook meme. Have you seen this on Facebook?
What?
Like, there's a picture of the yellow brick road, and you know how the yellow brick road, when it gets to Oz, it kind of wraps to a point?
Mm-hmm.
There's a red one that wraps out from the center spiral going the other way.
Is there?
Where the fuck does the red brick road go? And that's the meme. Where does it go? I don't fucking know. Do you know? I don't know. Maybe it goes to Rusty Brown's Ring Donuts.
Yeah! Right next to the old glory hole.
I love Grand Theft Auto.
Man.
No, but really, where the fuck does that go? That's really strange.
They should have extended universe novels and comics
do.
And shit.
They do.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
I haven't heard of them. They must be
obscure. I actually had some of the Oz ones. But there were books. I mean, we've only seen The Wizard of Oz, and now also was the one with James Franco recently.
The Great and Powerful.
The Great and Powerful Oz, yeah. But there was, I guess there was, like, a whole bunch more books that really went more into depth about Oz. But I want to. I'm gonna. You know what? We should. You know what we're gonna do? We're gonna Google that shit. And next episode, we're gonna tell you fuckers where the red brick road goes.
Actually, we may not tell you where it goes, but we'll have a definitive answer. Whether it be I don't know, or something that's more tangible than that.
We're gonna take you all the way down the fucking rabbit hole, bitches. Deep down inside, we're gonna push it in. Just a tip. Just a tip at first. Just gonna edge it in.
then the whole fist. It's gonna be awesome. You're gonna love it.
Anyway,
it's gonna be great.
Yeah. So
it's great. Awesome.
I don't know about you, but I got a little damp right there.
I could drown a toddler in my underpants.
Wow. Jesus Christ. I think I might take you up on that offer. I hate kids. I'm Jesse Shadoose.
Oh, come on.
We'll see you guys next week. Peace, motherfuckers.